Hey guys, I'm back again with another episode, and I'm here with someone new friends. And no, it's not Trigon. I'm here with a princess, and she is an amazing creator, a entrepreneur, all the mede involved in being great. That's who she is. So please, can you introduce yourself to them?
Stop, you're making me shy. My name is Derby. See, you calling me
princess. We can't hear you. So yes, I'm here with Devi, and she's going to be co-hosting with this episode with me. And don't worry, it's going to be fun, a lot more fun than you ever experienced with us. So obviously we are diving into the drink of the day. We are obviously drinking something, because you know we have to drink something to lube our throats as we are talking, so that we'll not be really really dried up. So today's drink is what?
Nutri-C.
We are drinking Nutri-C old school way. We are going back to the old school way. We are drinking Nutri-C and water. That's how we drink. That's what we are drinking. So you can grab your own drink as you listen to this episode. You can drink wine. No, we don't have wine. If we had wine, we'll be drinking wine, but we are drinking Nutri-C. So join us, grab a cup, grab a drink, and join us as you listen to this episode. Okay. So let's dive in to the cocoa of the day. We are starting with long story short. Oh, are we starting long story short, or we are starting with sip and spill? Let's start with sip and spill. So I and Debbie have been talking behind the scenes, and we decided to tell you about a very very fun experience that we've had. And I know most of you, especially females, might have similar experiences that we had. And I also like you to leave your stories in the comment box below. And you can also send a voice message. Yes, you can also send a voice message, and we'll listen to it and play it on the episode and comment on it, so you can join in on the conversation as well. So yes, we're going to be talking about our first time entering, our first house party experience. So it's going to be tea, don't worry. It's our first house party experience, Nigerian. In fact, we have to emphasize, is it Lagos house party experience? You know, now if you've been in, if you've been to a house party in Lagos, you already know. And you're female, by the way, can't speak for the males because we don't know what you guys experience. But like, if you've been to a Lagos house party and you are listening to this episode, you already know what we're about to say. So sit back, sit tight, grab your drink and listen. So I think, do you want me to start or do you want to start?
I think you should start.
I should start.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how
you start?
I don't think I should start. As a guest, how dare you say I should start? Debbie,
you called me co-host.
Co-host. Yes, she's a co-host. She's also a guest though. Because you know, if I've not heard about her name before, so she's a guest. So Debbie, tell us about your house party experience. Okay, so what was the story like?
So for context, I've never been to a club, so
it's happened at a club.
I've never been to a club, so this house party was like my first form of, you know, I'm an adult kind of party. So it was a big deal for me. Like, I was sleeping out and everything. And I've been restricted on my life. So this was major. Very, very major.
Hey, this is what we want. This is exactly what we want.
Okay, it's how you're looking for me. Okay, so I think the first thing I'm going to talk about is, because the alcohol, I'm not going to go too much into details, but then there were the cakes, brownies.
Continue.
Oh God, I'm trying to see how much of this story I should tell. So it was in the night, of course, you get, and we're going to sleep over, it was a short-lived apartment.
Where was it? Is it Island?
No. There was another one, Sha Island, 1002. They were using that building for.
Oh my God, 1002. If you know, you know.
But it wasn't that. This was at Magoto. That's okay. Omole Axis. So they really fine.
I've not been
place.
There, yeah.
Okay. And then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Magoto, like, near that Mary, that whole mall. That's black. Maryland Mall.
I don't really know.
Okay, yeah.
I don't really know Lagos.
Like that,
like that. Okay. Sha. But somehow, I don't think so. I think it's Magoto closer is close to Alausa.
I don't know Alaska, but I already know that more. Maryland more.
Okay.
Maryland more.
Maryland more is cool. So yes, in a shortly apartment, I think, how was it said? Like a duplex, basically. So we're doing the major games in the parlor, which was like game night / house party. So of course there's some games, and then there's some really silly dares, which I've come to understand come with the package. I can't wait to tell my story about my own dares. I'm looking forward to it.
My dares.
So yes. So I took
some silly dares. Were you indulging yourself in the dares?
Yeah.
Like were you setting boundaries to those dares? Because I
for another larger context, I was one of the hosts of this house party. Where like people that
Sorry, technical problems.
Sorry guys.
Uh-huh.
Better. Okay, it's much better now. Yeah, I'm back.
She talks like a lady.
Let me speak for you people.
Uh-huh, proper.
So, you know, we organized the event.
Speak loud, my guy.
Let us hear. So, I was actually one of the organizers of this house party. So, you know, I already knew the deal. But, like, I didn't see some things coming. So, you know how they dared me to choose anybody in the audience. That's the first thing. I'm like, okay, it can't be that bad. And then I chose somebody. But the person I chose was outside sweating it with somebody else. But like, I didn't even know that. So they're like,
why did you choose that person?
I liked the person. I didn't know what we're going to be asked to do, but like, I just called his name. I was like, oh, okay.
But like, did everybody know that? Okay, do you have a thing, or you just like surprised everybody with telling them that name?
No, it wasn't like a truth. It was just random. It really seemed random, actually.
So like, even people that had crush on him, like,
yeah, then you ask so many people, choose me. So I chose one guy, and then they're like, okay, so you're going to give him a blowjob for I think it started number of seconds, and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do that, that's gross, blah blah blah. And then I can't really remember what happened because I was actually high, but I'm going to go into how I was high. And then I asked them to turn off the lights, so I gave him, I think I just can't really remember what I did, honestly.
Were you drinking?
Drinking and yeah.
How drunk were you?
Not, I was in control, but I was I was in control, like tipsy drunk. But like, right. But I can't remember.
Don't worry, when I see my own story.
So I think I in my mind I thought I brought it out, but I didn't even
guys just
get his shoulder down. It was later when they were telling me the story, I was like, wait, what? And then I think I just thought, I was like, I just put my head next to it and that was it. But they're like, oh, it's cool, because apparently I was very bold or something like
that. To do that. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, like, were other girls like looking at you by projecting your insecurities on you?
No, they did their judging. They did their own too.
Oh, power.
It was a very, very full night.
I've not been to one of those nights in a minute. No,
it can be annoying sometimes, though. Like, you, I mean, is that the only? Is that the only thing?
Nobody can do me anything. That the only,
yeah, I mean, you can choose to not.
You can choose to not, and they will. You come and carry and flog me.
Yeah, and then I think there was another one where you know you had to remove some items of clothing.
Oh, those ones are the norms.
So I removed one leg off my socks, and then the other leg. And I
removed six items from your body. That's why I'm removing one of my eyelashes one by one. You know. That's you. That's my personality.
I'm wearing knuckle rings. I love rings. So I just removed.
I never have.
So I'm like, okay, so I'm done. I'm like,
don't worry, we'll call for you. Like, you don't have a brain.
Don't mind them, silly children. So that's it.
So, what your overall view of the party? What was it like?
It was fun for the most part because most of us knew each other. It was a house party. It's safe. There was nobody taking advantage of any other person in any context. Nobody's stealing your property. Because we kept our things.
You guys slept in the same house as well.
Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't sleep. I'm a night crawler, so I was awake.
This girl went, you were in the house.
And then I cuddled the person I chose. Just sat down on the couch.
I wish this was a video podcast. My facial expressions.
You guys are missing. This is your face.
Okay, good. Because No, I'm not like now. I'm happy. Like
excited.
Like, I'm just like
it's a very boring.
It's tea.
Story.
It's tea. Let me tell you my own story.
Okay.
My own house party. I've had multiple house party experiences.
Okay.
I have so many juicy ones.
I just remembered. I've not spoken about the brownies part. I was laughing straight for like so many hours.
Oh yeah.
We just like laid out me and my group of friends, like some girls, and then another.
I don't know what we're laughing about. We're just but like, it's, like that's how it feels like. That's how it feels. Don't worry. That's how it feels like. I said so. But probably yeah. I would. I understand your reservations. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll build up from your reservation with my own story.
My bad girl
era.
Bad girl induction.
My bad girl. Speaking of our bad girl era, I think this is supposed to be the title of this shit. Our bad girl era. So, anyways, let me talk about my own house party experience. So I was invited for a house party, and so someone sent me a message earlier. I was like, oh hi, having a party this week, if you want to come over. And by that time we were young as fuck, so we didn't even know better. Guy, I didn't know better. I was young as fuck and I was just ready to go. I was ready to like have fun. So obviously like I'm like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. So I went for this party. Yeah, I was invited for a house party, and I was like, okay, yeah, I prepared everything. I got my pregame. I like the pregame for the party because I don't like to drink. They have usually have like a mixed,
that's drink that you have to drink, or
they have a mixed concoction in one bowl.
Yeah,
or something.
Not in a bottle.
No, like no.
Punch kind of concussion.
Yeah, they put a lot of concussion in it, and I'm not interested because I don't really know. One, the reason why I don't indulge is because I don't know my allergies.
Oh,
I've not. I have certain things I'm allergic to, but I've not. I don't know my allergies yet, so I don't like to indulge in those concussions. No, it's not concussion. No, it's
like you
something.
Want to drink what you know.
Yeah, so I like to pregame. So I was my house. By the way, I was in my NYC, so I was pregaming. I was drinking bullets.
Ah,
yeah, that was like that was like the cheapest. Go to, because you know back then we're still struggling. Now we are struggling now, but like we didn't have money to buy a bottle. Why would I even buy a bottle? Regardless, I was pregame with bullets and I drank two bullets. I was like, okay, feeling okay, confident. One of the things I struggled with was confidence, even going out.
Okay,
so I had to pregame to go out. So I pregame, I got picked up and I went to the house party. So now the house party, Debbie. When I entered the house party, it was actually not in a house, it was in a shortlet, right? They call that a shortlet.
Yeah,
shortlet. A shortlet, but like in a, it looks like a cigar, you know, like piano. Ooh. And guy whiskey, Davido. Yes, Davido's one fat guy. I don't know what they call the guy, but he's like very close to Davido. One fat guy. I've forgotten. I don't really know their clan, but like if you know Davido, I know. Me saying a fat person. No, I'm not fast phobic. Please, you guys leave me alone.
What describing?
I'm describing him. I can't remember his name. He was there. If you know him. Anyways, it was like the upper echelon of the echelons. Like Slay Queens were there.
Wow.
And I didn't know that this was what I was invited for, because it was my friend invited me for that thing. So I now when I went in, I was like very intimidated. I sat down, very shy, by the way. I know I was drunk as fuck, but I was very shy because, oh my god, I don't belong here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, my own, and just did that. Offered champagne. To me, that was champagne, but it was Dom Perignon.
Oh.
See, something, let me tell you something about Dom Perignon. Dom Perignon is a different breed of champagne.
Oh.
It's very, very intoxicating. It's very strong. I don't know about other people, but for me, I think it's very intoxicating for me. So I was giving it in class. I started drinking this glass. All of a sudden, all I was seeing was blur, and all I was hearing was muffled voices.
Wow.
So imagine when you're closing your ears and you're hearing people talking around you, but it's like yeah, that's what fucked up. I was, maybe because I paired it with bullet, I don't know.
Yeah, bullet has the effect.
Yeah,
I think
I was so drunk, but I was trying to maintain myself because, oh my god, what the fuck. I realized I was drunk, but guess what, like you really just only had a glass, take another one. I'm like, ah! You guys are amazing. Drinking, guy, I was so drunk. And mind you, throughout I was sitting down like this. Like I was sitting down normally. I was just sitting down normally, yeah. And I used to go to the toilet. steady. I stood up, go to the toilet, stood up, go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then last time I went to the toilet, I didn't come back again. Because I was so drunk. I was vomiting in the toilet. I actually vomited in the toilet seat. I passed out on the toilet seat in the toilet, by the way. And guess what happened? They brought my ass out of the toilet. By the way, this woman.
Oh my God! No!
Let's go for a commercial break. I'll continue when after the break.
Hey you, having a great time listening so far? Please support this podcast by clicking the follow button and the bell icon to stay updated. Thank you. Now let's get back to the episode.
So back. Thank you guys for staying. We're back to the story. So they brought me out of the toilet drunk. When I say drunk, I didn't know where I knew where I was, but like I was in another planet in a way. I can't even explain this one to you guys. So Davido is there, Davido's crew is there, Whiskey Dem is there, influencers are there. Like they dragged me out. They're like, she's not talking. Remove her wig. By the way, guys.
No, not that hair.
I was on lookout under that wig. And they finished pouring water on my face and my makeup. So imagine me feel wet, my whole clothes wet. They now took off my wig. I'm laying down and everybody surrounding me in a circle. Pour her water. That was saying.
Wow.
My guy was embarrassing. Now I said, go get caps. They're not gonna make a car to go and throw me in the car. I woke up the next day wishing that I would kill myself because I embarrassed my life. So that's the story of my house party.
No joke.
I'm over it. I don't care. I like the fact that I experienced that. But like that it was in, I can't talk about it and laugh about, but I can't even, do you know the funny thing? I told my sister the next day. She knows about it. She doesn't remember the story, but whatever. So when I was 21.
Just see.
I don't think anybody, if anybody recorded it, I still
lady
don't
on
mind.
Red dress.
Yeah, I still don't mind because I'm way older, like 8 years ago.
I've not a long time.
Yeah, long time, like 22, long. So yeah, so that was my story.
If you happen now, you trend.
Yeah, because everybody is recording everything on TikTok and everything, whatever.
It's crazy.
It can't happen now because I'm not that stupid anymore.
Okay.
So that's my story. Thank you guys for listening. Any judgments from your end?
I blame bullets. That's my judgment.
Bullets
mess you up.
Bullets attend the court session. We are serving you.
Bullets and brownies mess up our spirits. I was like,
oh, you took brownies.
I'm not going to do it.
You took brownies. Yeah. Wait, how are you feeling?
I was dehydrated. My mouth was dry.
Were you having anxiety?
And my chest.
Was palpitations?
Yeah. I felt like I was going to die that night. So I was like, God, if you get me through out of this.
Were you like in public or were you like in private suffering?
No, I was private suffering.
Because I've been in a room.
I was my boyfriend, so it was with me. And like, you know, trying to calm me down.
Was he taking brownies and bullet too?
Just me, actually. So what happened? You know how you're not meant to take some things on an empty stomach?
You're not supposed to drink on an empty stomach.
Yeah. Everybody, don't worry, I'll be fine. Okay, so that day, everyone assumed that eating, because I was actually the one sharing the food. So the assumption was that I kept for myself. But I went to the balcony to gossip with somebody. And by the time I came back, food was out. But I still had to do what a girl's got to do in a house party, you know. I was on the bed. I went to drink tap water. It was that bad. Water was out. The only thing that was available was alcohol.
You can go and buy water.
It was in the middle of the night now. Like 2-3 a.m. thereabouts.
Oh, that time.
Yeah. And it's a very secure estate. Yeah. So I mean, where are you going to go to? Tap water was fine.
But you know the weed is gonna help your alcohol sha.
Okay, so I'm taking alcohol. Taking brownies, lots of brownies by the way, because that's the only way I can consume it. I like sweet things, you know. So
baby,
like,
just you can't be taking lots of brownies.
So after taking that, it was the absence of the water that made me take bullets when I was adding salt to injury or putting
pepper, like
fire,
hot
fire.
Hot, what do you call pepper, Yoruba?
Ata
rodo, yes, pepper. Hot boiling ata rodo from the fire. Jesus.
We thank God for life.
I swear, for my own life too. We thank God. We give God the glory. Yes.
In that day, if I see bullet, I just my
eye. But you know, it's not bless, it's just like the combination,
yeah.
And you're not eating.
Ah, good.
Damn. So, guys, we need to hear your own dirty story. You can't be listening to our own tea like that. I'm just be going, drop your dirty, not dirty, but drop your fantastic stories in the comment below, comment section below, yeah, and leave us, yeah, leave us a voice note so we can hear and comment, or what I call it, voice notes, so we can judge you. Thank you for listening. So let's obviously, why am I listening to that? So we're up to the next segment. Do not leave us. So we are at, long story short, and I'm gonna be reading some stories and we're gonna be judging them. Debbie, are you ready to judge people?
Very ready.
All right.
We're born for this.
I just want to minimize this so we can see what we are doing. So it says, am I the asshole for buying myself expensive clothes when my family struggles to make ends meet? I, 18 female, have recently started my first full-time job. I still live at home and pay $300 fortnightly for rent. I pay for all my other necessities myself. Example, phone bill and hygiene products. Why is hygiene products a thing? Like,
I mean,
it's so weird that people add it to their essential. Like, it's like buying water. If it's,
you have, it's basic, sure.
My family has been very poor my whole life, as my mom, 44 female, is a single mom who is studying full time and looking for five and looking after five children. I have a slight shopping addiction. Okay. As lots of girls my age do.
Nah.
Wait, she said she's 18, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for her to even have the consideration. At least once, okay, sorry, I have a slight shopping addiction. As lots of girls my age do, and at least once a week, some sort of package or food order is shown up at my doorstep. Today, a new pair of jeans around $150 arrived, as I was in desperate need for a new pair. I've outgrown my old ones. And my mom blew up at me. She called me selfish, insensitive. How poor? Hold on. How are you getting the money? Okay, let's just continue. I'm not. Like, if your mom can't get $150 and she's shouting at you for getting $150 jeans, how bad is she broke? But and like, how and where are you getting $150
from? The fact that, I mean, she has outgrown
her jeans. No worries. For my mom to be mad that she's getting $150 worth of jeans, why is the mom not making that money? And why is her daughter making that money? What is her daughter doing to make that money? That's another question I have to ask.
Questions.
And my mom blew up at me. She called me selfish, insensitive, and that she's ashamed I'm her daughter. Telling me that I should think about how it makes me feel when I buy an expensive amount of clothes when she can barely afford to heat the house in the winter time. Mighty asshole for not offering to pay more rent and help more if my family of six bills, or is she insane for asking me to stop spending my hard-earned money on things I want? You're not the asshole. What's
the woman is studying? It's complicated. It's really dicey.
How is it complicated?
She's really entitled to her money.
Your daughter. Yeah. What about you? You're like, she already said she pays rent at 18 in her own father's house.
Phone bills.
No, she said she pays. She says, I pay $300 okay, for night for rent.
Already,
yeah, that's maybe actually not fair. You're not the asshole, my love. That's not fair. To be honest, actually, you do that to your daughter.
No, I mean, I brought her into this world. You get so I would want to strive.
But we notice that, okay, let's say if you find out, if you find out your daughter spent like $10,000 on the jeans and you guys can't even afford $10,000 for like. Mm-hmm.
You go pain, no. You go pain.
Why? On what grounds?
No, no, I'll probably expect her to, you know,
be smart with her savings.
Or, you know, not something if.
But she's paying. She's saying
$10,000, that one, like, is plenty. But this one is $150.
No, like, it's I'm not putting you in the situation of you being poor like this. I'm just saying, like, if you are your daughter and then she's paying, like, maybe $300,000. Okay, let's just say she spent $3,000 for rent to support you.
I mean, she seems prudent already.
Yeah, and then she noticed that she spent $10,000 on jeans. We'd be like, you know that how we struggle to pay heater bills now? You'd have added this money for heater bills or buying jeans. Will you be complaining like that?
Mm-mm. I don't think I would.
I feel like I'll be triggered that she's not spending her money wisely.
Oh, okay.
That's my angle.
That would be your angle. That she's selfish.
Like, why would you not save your money better? Like, or if you have billions in savings, like, help us now, at least.
I think the mom is not working. She's studying full time. According to this.
Yeah.
Looking after five children.
Five children.
It's really hard, Shabo. I mean,
I actually want to know what the daughter is doing, though. But like, give her this bar.
She needs. No, she's probably just. Working. I mean, $150 in their time is not.
Anything.
Side is not. maybe she's probably being a waiter or waiting tables
or something.
So now the expectation for the mom is that she's going to be responsible for taking care of all the responsibilities in the house, including the children. I mean, 5 children and studying.
I mean, that is your daughter.
She won't have time to work. That's her mom, actually. So I'm wondering, maybe they are just surviving on
food stamps. For the meantime, right? Because she's studying. Why is studying for? Study forever? Study to become something?
No.
Okay, this is yours.
And then at that point in time, for a teenager, you know, she needs to, you know, there's this social.
Feel.
I don't think she's the asshole.
Okay, so if you want to move.
Let's move to the next one on the side.
This is the next one.
Okay.
You use your 2 fingers. Okay, let me scroll for you. Because it seems coiled up over there. You ready?
Yep. Okay. So, am I the asshole for telling my mom's husband he has earned his place in the shadows at my wedding? Ooh. Okay, so the background story. My mom had me with my bio donor, otherwise known as bio father, but he bailed before I was even born. My mom's best friend, Locke, stepped up and told her he would be my dad, and he's been my dad ever since I was born. Mom and dad were never together, always just friends, since my dad is gay. Okay. But it just worked. When I was 7, my mom met her husband, Matt, and ever since he and my mom got serious, I've known he has issues with my dad. That's gay one.
Gay dad.
Yeah. And it started out slight enough. He would tell people dad was my wife's friend, and not that it was my dad. He also didn't correct anyone who wrongly assumed he was my dad, but then he asked me to spend Father's Day with him instead of my dad. It wasn't pushed exactly, but the tone was, "It's not your dad, but I could be kind of thing." Then my mom was in an accident when I was 9, and he tried to argue that I should stay with him instead of with my dad, even though legally my dad was listed on my birth certificate and had legal rights to me and custody. It hurt my dad's relationship with mom a bit, and it meant Matt was always to me someone who was trying to interfere where he didn't belong. Okay, yeah, dad is Locke, and Matt is this annoying guy.
Yeah.
So my teens were rough with stuff.
Wait, I thought she said her best friend was Matt.
No, I think Matt is the mom's husband.
Current husband, the gay guy.
And then the gay guy is Locke that stepped up to be the dad.
Oh, okay, Matt stepped up to be the dad. Oh, okay.
Okay, so she's like, my teens were rough with stuff. But the final blow came when Matt showed up to a father-daughter event for Father's Day that I had not invited him to, and I was attending with my dad and attempted to get my dad to leave. Why was he so infatuated with that though?
Matt, what's the worry you?
He was not married to mom, nor was he my bio dad.
Are you serious?
I have stepped aside so I could have a normal family. My mom and Matt are invited to my wedding, but it's nothing more than a guest, and she's not much either. Matt objected to this. He offered to pay, which I rejected, and then he told me it was in the shadows of my wedding and it wasn't fair. I told him he had earned his place in the shadows and it wasn't important enough for me to invite, really. But mom had sort of made up for staying with him, so it was going as a courtesy to her and nothing else.
What do you think?
I don't think she's the asshole in this. The guy was...
I feel like Matt is an asshole. Yeah. Matt is the asshole here.
It's coming on too strong.
Matt doesn't understand boundaries. That's the problem I have with Matt. Matt doesn't know how to respect your boundaries.
Like, she already sees Locke as a dad. You get fine. Locke is not a biological father, but that's the person that so
stepped
if,
up.
If he was cool, you know, if he added, you know, so much respect to respect the relationship they already had, he would have had a better relationship with her. But trying to, you know, I'm that guy. It shouldn't be this guy. Of course, nobody likes.
Yeah, you're just toxic, Matt. Sorry, Matt. You're the asshole. Okay, so this second one says, am I the asshole for removing my daughter's bedroom door because she won't stop slamming it? My initial judgment is yes. No matter what, respect boundaries, but let's hear the story out. I'm not an asshole. I am a 40-year-old female. I have 3 kids, Maggie, 14, Levi, 12, and Charlie, 10. Not their real names, by the way. Levi and Charlie share a bedroom and Maggie has her own room as she's the oldest, also only girl. Maggie is a great kid. She does her homework. She helps with the chores without too much complaints. Doesn't bug her little brothers too much. The issue is that she will not stop slamming her bedroom door. When she gets up to use the bathroom at night, she slams her bedroom door on her way out and on her way back in. When she gets up in the morning or goes to bed at night, she slams it. Pretty much anytime she enters or exits her room, she gets slammed. Her door gets slammed, and it's only the door. It's only her door. None of her other doors in the house, none of the other doors in the house get slammed. Basically, it shakes the walls and frequently wakes up everyone else in the house. Her brother's room shares a wall with her, and her bedroom is directly above theirs. We talked to her about it and asked her to politely please to polite to asked her very politely to please be more mindful about it because it's disturbing the rest of us, but it's in one ear and out the other. We tried being more forceful about it, saying that if she continues to slam her door, there would start to be consequences. Still nothing changes. It all came to the head, and the other night when she got up to use the bathroom and all of us were woken up by the slamming, I have to be up by 5 a.m. for work, and I've had enough of the broken sleep. I came downstairs and knocked on her door. She opened it and said, "What?" with such an attitude. It took a lot of self-control not to start yelling. I told her as calmly as I could that if she slammed the door one more time, I was going to come home, find it gone. Yeah. She proceeded to yell at me to leave her alone and then slammed it 5 times as hard as she could. Well, the next day, Friday, she went to school, and my husband and I had both the day off. So we took the door off the frame and installed a cutting rod with a nice heavy cutting over the door instead. She came home freaked the fuck out. She said we're being emotionally abusive and taking away her right to privacy. She sulked all weekend and won't talk to us. My mom said I'm the asshole because I reacted, but she doesn't have to deal with the house shaking. Oh yeah, the mom does have to be house shaking. Not at that, we completely respect each other's privacy in our house, which is why we hung up a very heavy curtain and made sure that we couldn't see through it and or around it. We even put little Velcro pieces on the walls that and the curtain side so it stays in place. She still has her physical privacy, which she is absolutely entitled to, but can't slam a piece of fabric. so we also have never and still don't go to her room unannounced and still knock on the wall to ask for permission to enter. We've told her we'll happily put a lock back once she agrees to respect the no slamming room. So I might know you're not the asshole.
What do you think? Asshole.
I don't think you're the asshole. At this point, as a mother, yeah. This is the same reason why I don't have to have children, my guy. I don't know how I'll be very triggered. I'll be upset.
But like,
she's slamming on the door. Yeah. And saying that, oh, you're emotionally abusive. Them she's like gaslighting and guilt tripping at the same time.
Why does she slam the door? Maybe she gets off by doing
Maybe she likes the sound of it. Maybe she has ADHD. But you know, they are so take your daughter to therapy. Something's going to happen. It's looking like she's a teenager. So she's the 16-year-old that
became. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, they are so. So we entered another segment. Last segment. Ooh. Hallelujah. Debbie is very happy. She wants to get out of this place. So I have questions for you. I have to show that questions for you, Debbie. You ready?
Okay.
So don't be scared. Don't be scared. Why are you scared? So I'm going to hide these questions from you because I don't want you to see them.
No.
So these are the show that questions. These are that. No, I'm the only person asking. Okay, yeah, these are that questions are basically questions we ask you to you tell us whether you would do something or the latter in a situation. Okay, would you rather have a baby vomit on you or you vomit on the baby?
I'd rather have a baby vomit on me.
Oh, okay. Me too. I won't vomit on baby, God forbid. Would you rather get your wisdom tooth pulled out or your butt cheeks pierced?
Wait, what?
Would you rather get your wisdom tooth pulled out or your butt cheeks pierced?
Oh, I thought I heard something else. Where is the wisdom tooth first?
The back.
Yeah,
it's very painful. It's very painful.
Let it be pulled out.
Without anesthetic or nothing.
Ah, no.
That's what they are saying. Both.
My butt cheek pierced.
Without anesthetic or anything.
Just pulled out.
My butt cheeks pierced. Wisdom tooth is so painful.
More than injection kind of painful.
What are you saying?
Injection alone hurts me.
Have you had a wisdom tooth pulled out before?
Yeah, I have dental issues normally, so I do regular visits to the dentist.
If you get a wisdom tooth pulled out, it's so painful. Guy, I'll get my butt cheeks pierced because it's just like injection. Like, you understand?
You can just
like someone pinching you.
So maybe I shame myself.
Well, I actually have my. I need to pull out my wisdom tooth on the most serious notes. Yeah. Would you rather get married to a zombie or give birth to a zombie?
Help!
Yeah, dodging like, this one. Would I rather get married to a zombie or give birth? If I get married to a zombie, I'll give birth to a zombie.
I have to kill the child because I sound so cold.
The child is dead. The zombie cannot die.
Are you sure?
No. Zombies are walking dead.
But like you can't kill them again.
No, you can just dismantle them, but the head is to be alive. I can't marry a zombie. Yeah, I can't.
When they kill them, they'll still.
This is not the Walking Dead universe. This is real life zombies.
There's no real life zombies. Are they real life?
A zombie in real life is a dead person that came to life. He can't die again because it's already dead.
Nightwalkers.
But they still. Nightwalkers.
Yes. You can't kill them.
You can't kill them in this situation.
Zombie husband, I now have to have sex with zombie husband.
I don't know. This one is a very difficult one.
Develop compassion for a zombie child. So maybe zombie child.
That will still eat you.
would
like human brain
or something like
that. I don't want anyone.
I don't want anyone, but like I have to choose. Hey, God forbid, God forbid. Next question, please.
We need you out from the inside.
Oh my God.
So the next one, this is a very difficult one. We'd like to know what you guys pick on this one because I don't know.
I'm not actually.
Would you rather use boiling water as eye drop or gargle with salt milk? Would you rather use boiling water as an eye drop or gargle with sour milk?
I think I'll gargle with sour
milk. Yeah, me too. I'll, like the tick-tick one that comes as like clumps is two gulps.
Help.
I'll gargle with sour milk. That one doesn't hurt me. I can just vomit.
I mean, cuts the time my eye.
God forbid. Would you rather eat dog food or cat food?
No. Ah.
God, where did I get this question from?
Scooby snack.
Would you rather eat dog food or cat food? Yeah, cheers.
I'm drinking sorry, Nutrisy.
We are drinking Nutrisy, by the way, guys. I'm laughing because of the joke. Would you rather drink water from a vase that has 2 weeks old flowers in it or eat a giant 3-foot spider web?
This question is set to kill. Oh my God, no.
Is that this question that's set to kill?
Those flower waters used to be very yamayama.
Brown,
like,
yes.
Like stagnant.
But it's nutrient that is inside.
Which kind of nutrient is that?
Like plants, like you eat, you used to eat like cabbage and the rest now. So what? It's like plants. I won't eat spider web, go for beach. A 3-foot spider web. I would drink the water from a vase. I'll drink water from a vase. Would you rather eat a stranger's toenails clippings once a week or have everything smell like rotten eggs?
Have what smell like rotten eggs?
Everything in life. Your room, your pillow.
I don't do it again. A week for how many weeks? Like, what's a week? Like the toenails, for how many weeks? What's that?
For the rest of your life.
Let's pray to the audience.
What do you think you do? But like
the question is for people. It can't be for me.
Oh God, this is so difficult actually. We pray to you guys. Let everything smell like rotten eggs. I'll cover my nose with perfume or soap.
Still perfume also smell like rotten
eggs. Oh my God.
That's bad.
I'm not eating anybody's toenails. Let everything smell like rotten eggs. Let me vomit it.
Ugh.
Lastly, no,
like
Debbie, don't try to make the toenails work. Get it. Yes, go to the toilet with the leg. No, I'm not eating. Would you rather pee through your mouth every time or have your best friend pee into your mouth one time?
What? One time. Oh my God.
Would you rather pee through your mouth every time This is a very sneaky sexual question anyway.
It is.
Would you rather pee through your mouth every time or have your best friend pee through your mouth? Pee your mouth. I think I'll pee through my mouth. I'll just
pee every time. Once.
I don't want anybody's pee in my mouth, my guy. I'll pee through my mouth. I'll brush my teeth. That means my teeth will be very shiny.
I've put pee in my eye before.
Why?
I had this thing. It's called Naruto. Then
Naruto.
It's like Apollo. It's like Apollo.
Oh, okay, wait. You like a boy?
They didn't have the boy. My eyes were just red. So they're calling Naruto because
Apollo,
it was
Apollo.
I was in secondary school then, so it was trending. No anime look now. The red was looking so cool with it. You know, you wear sunshades and actually with the pain.
Did it help?
Because of the acid. Somehow. This is the first time I'm saying it.
But did it help with the pain?
It kind of did. But like, I was also getting eye drop from the health center, so I don't know which one worked. But one shower.
They say in your mouth, not your eye.
That's gross, actually.
I will pee through my mouth and brush my teeth. Thank you. Would you rather have bad breath or bad teeth?
Bad teeth.
Yes, bad teeth. I'd rather have bad teeth. Oh, bad breath is the worst.
Like, your confidence would be shattered.
I'd rather have bad breath.
Someone has bad breath.
I'd rather have bad teeth, rather. Because, like, I just close my mouth.
I actually have bad teeth already, so...
I don't think you do.
See, I can't cut thread. My teeth.
Why did...
I can't open...
Is your teeth very fragile?
Yeah, it is.
It's chicken. It's not bad. It's just fragile. Would you rather... Would you rather eat a dead pigeon or eat a dead dove? What's the difference? I mean, the controversy is that dove is cleaner than pigeon.
Yeah. But pigeon normally is a meal, right? Like,
yeah, people eat pigeon, but like... I prefer to eat the dead dove. I'm sorry, just because it's white and whatever.
I mean, they didn't specify how dead. So, I mean, maybe it's just they killed it.
Maybe I shot it accidentally.
Yeah, I shot it and killed it.
Anyways, this brings us to the end of this episode.
Those questions were
tough. I didn't even, to be honest, I didn't read them. So, I didn't know. True. I didn't read them. To be honest, I just made them up.
I'm planning for you. Don't worry.
Debbie. Thank you guys for listening. This is the end of the episode. Do you have anything? Oh yeah, we wanted to shout out Debbie's brand. So tell us about. Okay, she doesn't want to talk about it. So let's let's respect her boundaries.
Another time, guys.
We'll talk about it. But like, thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure you keep tuning in. Bye.
Hey guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other platforms at The Dish Talk Show. You can also find us on YouTube at The Dish Talk Show. Thank you for listening. Go ahead and check out the next episode. See you later.